It's not garlic that feeds the heart and soul of commentator Mark Aceto this time of the year. It's something sweet, and he's convinced that he can eat as much as he wants. After all, it's for a good cause.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I'm an addict. I'm addicted to Girl Scout cookies. What is it about these cookies that just made me eat an entire box of Samoas in my car, then dispose of the evidence in a dumpster behind a convenience store? Girl Scout cookies are the crack cocaine of baked goods. I know I'm not the only one. Whisper the word thin mints at a party, and you hear grown people moan with ecstasy. Perhaps it's because Girl Scout cookies are a guilt-free indulgence. Sure, I may be compulsively overeating, but thanks to my unrestrained gluttony, young girls can develop character and learn leadership skills. I believe I owe it to the future women of America to devour as many boxes as I can. Former Scout Senator Hillary Clinton might have disavowed staying home to bake cookies, but I bet she sold more than anyone else. What's more, Girl Scout cookies are kosher and contain no preservatives. Not that it matters to me, because I'm not Jewish, and they don't last long enough in my house to go stale. I think my compulsion derives from the cookies' lack of availability. To get Girl Scout cookies, you have to know someone, or hope that scouts scout your neighborhood, which requires that you live in a place called the past. Spotting a Girl Scout outside your local grocery store is as rare as seeing leprechauns or Martians, those other little green people. Otherwise, you have to lurk around the entrance like a junkie looking for a fix. Hey, kid, you got any do-si-dos? I really need some do-si-dos. And while the Girl Scouts now offer a variety of badges and computer skills, scouts are forbidden from selling cookies online due to concerns for their safety. I believe it's this simple violation of the laws of supply and demand that makes me cookie crazy. In an age of instant gratification, good things come to those who pay for express delivery. Certainly, we've gained much from the global economy of the information age. I have a friend who not only furnished her entire house from Craigslist, couch, television, end tables, lamps. That's also how she found the house. But we've lost something, too. Remember how exciting it was to see The Wizard of Oz every spring? You had to watch the movie right then, or it disappeared before you, like Glinda in that big pink soap bubble. Until a century ago, most of us lived to the rhythm of the seasons. We ate strawberries in the summer and Brussels sprouts in the winter, the latter used primarily to stop up holes in the walls. But in today's on-demand world, where a few keystrokes can bring you anything you want at any time, books, movies, fruit out of season, we're rapidly losing the sheer satisfaction that comes when you delay gratification. Yet every year, in a sure sign of the coming spring, little green people sprout from nowhere, reminding us that the one season we can still rely on is cookie season. So if you want to find me, I'll be in my car, eating tagalongs, cartwheels, and thanks a lot.
Mark Aceto is our commentator. He's also the author of How I Paid for College, a novel of sex, theft, friendship, and musical theater. He lives in Portland, Oregon.